Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 29th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Cat Day. This whiskered holiday celebrates feline friends, raises awareness for adoption, and began as a grassroots effort to help shelters with fun events, social media sharing, and volunteer opportunities. Grab a perfect companion, pamper your cat with a treat, and join the playful festivities to celebrate. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 42 degrees with 12 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:39, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:15. It looks like we're in for some cloudy skies today, with a chance of rain showers and a high near 53, along with a light northeast breeze around 13. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies again, with a low around 46 and lighter winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 11:15, with the high tide at 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 57 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday starts with a chance of rain before 8 a.m., then becomes rainy with patchy fog and a high near 59, and northeast winds around 7 to 13 miles per hour. Showers continue into Thursday night with thunderstorms likely and lows near 53. Then Friday remains showery and breezy with southwest winds 9 to 15 miles per hour and gusts up to 30, easing to gusty west winds through the weekend as Saturday and Sunday turn mostly sunny with highs in the mid-50s and nights, dropping into the upper 30s to low 40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, should driverless cars be allowed in Boston? Tensions are rising over plans to introduce autonomous vehicles in the city. The City Council is considering an ordinance that would impose heavy restrictions on these services, particularly concerning the company Waymo, which began test drives in May. Concerns regarding safety and potential job losses have sparked discussions, leading to a rally outside Boston City Hall. Council members proposed an advisory board to evaluate the impacts of these vehicles on jobs and public safety. Waymo opposes the ordinance, claiming it would ban fully autonomous vehicles. Disability advocates argue that supporting Waymo would promote innovation and accessibility in Boston. Now on to sports. Damon Jones, a former NBA player and assistant coach, has found himself at the center of a significant betting scandal. He is accused of leaking inside information to sports bettors using his friendship with LeBron James. Jones was arrested last week as part of a federal investigation into an illegal gambling ring linked to organized crime. Prosecutors allege he sold information before at least two Lakers games, including a tip regarding James' injury status. Now, Jones faces serious legal issues, having been advised by prosecutors to refrain from gambling due to his very serious gambling problem. Now on to the World Series. This one didn't go to 18 innings, but it was still a good one. The Jays beat the Dodgers 6-2 and tie up the series at 2 apiece. They remain in Los Angeles for Game 5 tonight, with Yespage facing Blake Snell at 8 Eastern on Fox. In local sports, The New England Patriots just secured rising defensive star Marcus Jones, well ahead of rivals. This season, the Patriots' secondary was under close scrutiny, particularly with the anticipated return of Christian Gonzalez following an off-season injury. With newly signed free agent Carlton Davis III and a strong group including Marcus Jones, expectations were high. Jones has emerged as a superstar, showcasing his value in all three phases of the game. The Patriots officially announced his contract extension, a strategic move given his pivotal role. His importance is recognized not only by fans, but also by teammates, including Gonzalez. In top news, food stamp funding is set to run out in a matter of days amid the country's second longest government shutdown, leaving struggling Americans without financial assistance during a period of higher grocery prices. The United States Department of Agriculture, which operates the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, more commonly known as SNAP, stated that, at this time, there will be no benefits issued November 1st. SNAP participants receive an average of about $187 per month. Public policy professor Luke Schaefer warned that many may face tough choices, saying, "Am I going to pay my rent, or am I going to eat this month?" Contingency funding remains available, but the agency claims it cannot use that money for regular benefits. In business news, Sora has lost its App Store crown to Dave's Hot Chicken. This popular app has taken the top spot, ending Sora's impressive weeks-long reign. Since its launch on September 30th, Sora dominated the charts due to its user-friendly AI video generation. However, on Friday, it was dethroned by Dave's Hot Chicken, which is running a promotion for free sliders to celebrate Drake's birthday. This promotion resulted in 343,531 new accounts in a single day. Dave's is not alone in leveraging free offerings. Many quick service chains have succeeded similarly. As digital sales rise, maintaining direct customer relationships becomes increasingly vital. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% to about $113,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just under $4,000. And XRP is down 1% to $2.62. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Scammers are targeting Americans in a clever new debit card scheme. While many believe credit cards are the most targeted payment method, it is actually debit cards that fraudsters pursue the most. A recent Federal Reserve survey indicates a rise in such cases. One bizarre scheme involves victims being told to destroy their debit cards while leaving the chip intact. Scammers then collect these cards using social engineering to obtain PIN numbers and access bank accounts. Consumers are at greater risk of loss with debit cards, as funds are withdrawn immediately upon unauthorized access. To protect yourself, monitor your accounts regularly and avoid sharing sensitive information. And in entertainment news, some people are good at making hit television and streaming shows. Taylor Sheridan is really good at it, as he is the creator of Yellowstone, Landman, and more. That is why it is surprising that he is leaving Paramount, which was counting on him to create more hits for Comcast. Sheridan is arguably the most powerful creator in television and streaming today, generating a reported $2.9 billion in revenue from Yellowstone alone. It is a puzzling decision, especially for Paramount's new owner, David Ellison, who knows the value of a single megastar. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and author, T.S. Eliot. And he said, "The journey, not the arrival, matters as we celebrate the companionship and joy our feline friends bring into our lives." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.